With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Montana's senior U.S. Senator John Tester met with constituents at a town hall event today in Missoula. Edward O'Brien was there and files this story.
About 150 people packed into one of the meeting rooms in Missoula's Holiday Inn Parkside today to interact with Senator Tester. The town hall was an open-door event, no invite needed. It was his second in-person town hall of the year and his ninth since President Trump took office.
I think that anytime you can meet eyeball to eyeball with Montanans, it's always uplifting, and you get to hear about stuff that you don't know about, you get to hear about stuff you do know about, and you get to hear about what people are talking about and their concerns and the challenges that they see that's going on in Washington, D.C. So it's positive all the way around.
Missoula Mayor John Engen made a few brief opening remarks and then handed the mic off to Tester.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce my friend, Senator John Tester.
Thank you, Mayor Engen.
And with that, Tester opened Friday's roughly hour-long town hall with updates of recent congressional action, including the nationwide reversal of the Job Corps closures, legislation to fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Act, and passage of the Blue Water Navy Act for Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange. Then he opened it up to questions from the audience.
Can you talk any of the Republican members of the Senate to help get that incompetent psychopath out of the White House?
I'd just like to know what you and what Congress are doing to get broadband coverage to underserviced, underrepresented, often very poor communities in the U.S.
Good question.
The continued threat of litigation over the Confederated Salish Kootenai Tribe Water Right Compact is holding back development in Western Montana, and it's something that's really a big concern to Western Montanans.
Yes.
Do you have plans to put in another bill to get that passed?
It's in.
One issue drawing lots of questions, climate change.
Even if you don't believe it's real, I go back to what the late John McCain said. Even if you don't think people caused it, we should act like people are. And we should come up with common sense solutions that doesn't shut our economy down, but yet deals with the issue of carbon in our atmosphere and climate change overall.
A little later, one young man asked Tester to withdraw his support for the Keystone XL pipeline.
When I fill my tractor up, if I'm going to farm, you know what I fill it full of? It ain't electricity that's fired by coal, by the way. It's fuel. I have no other options. So we need to have research and development that precedes some of the stuff that's going on, or it can't happen.
The questioner then told Tester that his support of the Keystone Pipeline was essentially dooming his generation. Tester replied that he heard and understood his concerns. He then pivoted to criticize the Trump administration's intent to undo the Clean Power Plan and moves to cap fuel economy and tailpipe emission standards at 2020 levels instead of raising them. Tester was also challenged to reject campaign funds from the oil and gas industries.
You can wean yourself off of PAC money, and you can wean yourself off of all different kinds of money. I had this debate when I was in election with banking money. I'll lose the election. You can't get your message out, you're screwed. The person I'm running against will take every dollar they can get from anybody that will give it to them.
Tester then offered alternatives, including exploration of more campaign spending restrictions, as well as more political debate appearances and town hall meetings. Other issues tackled today included growing tensions with Iran, missing and murdered indigenous women, and pharmaceutical prices. Tester's supporters, like Missoula's Tom Cochran, gave his performance high marks.
His responses were about 98% excellent. A few he had to hedge on, campaign financing directly and the oil pipeline, but he didn't dodge them. He just kind of skirted them a little bit. So he did a good job.
Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines and GOP Congressman Greg Gianforte have held many online question and answer sessions and telephone conference calls with constituents, but have avoided open invite live public town hall meetings. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.